It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A new exhibit at NYU's Gray Art Gallery examines the brief period in the 1950s and early 60s when artists opened and operated their own art galleries. Inventing Downtown, Artist-Run Galleries in New York City chronicles this movement. It features paintings and sculptures as well as works by performance artists in a first-of-its-kind show that takes a closer look at this moment in the city's artistic history. And with us now to talk about it is Deborah Solomon, WNYC's art critic. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So you've really been looking forward to this exhibit. Tell us why.
I have been. This is a show that chronicles the history of what was once known as 10th Street. And 10th Street was shorthand for the downtown art scene in the 1950s. It was a time when there were very few galleries, first of all, in New York. And if you were an American artist, you were out of luck because the galleries just wanted to show French artists. So New York artists decided that they would start their own galleries in order to show their work. And it was a very communal, enchanted moment when you had galleries like the Tanager Gallery and the Hansa Gallery, and galleries whose names are not widely known because they disappeared and there was nobody around to chronicle their histories.
So we really have two stories here. One is about the art itself, and the other is about this moment in history, New York City history.
What's interesting in the 50s is there was no real market for American art, and the money that now seems so endemic to the art scene had not really touched art yet in New York City. You have a small group of artists. You have a much smaller group of collectors. Everyone knows everybody else. I don't mean to make it sound too much like the television show Cheers, but there was a lot of togetherness.
Everyone knows your name.
Everyone knows your name, exactly. There was a lot of togetherness during this period. Rents were still cheap, and it was really Bohemia's last flourish in New York City.
Now, talk about the actual works on view in this exhibit.
The work is great. I kind of think of the show as the anti-MoMA history of the 50s. We're used to seeing art in a very streamlined form, where every movement is represented by four or five artists who lead smoothly to the next movement. Here you get the whole garden, ungroomed, unweeded, and there are a lot of artists who you haven't seen for a long time, and inevitably there will be artists you haven't heard of. And it's very interesting to wonder, well, what happened to this one? There's a woman named Jean Follett, and she does beautiful assemblages. And I thought, where did she go? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of artists in the show started out in the 50s and went on to have major careers in the 60s. You know these names, Klaus Oldenburgs, Alex Katz. But there were other artists who sort of peaked in the 50s and then they disappeared. And those are the ones, I think, that really form the heart of the show. Because we always do wonder, why do some artists endure and other artists disappear? And many of those who disappeared were damn good.
So combining the history with the art, how did you find the exhibit?
Well, I went through it looking for discoveries, looking for artists who have been written out of the history of art and who deserve to be put back in. Artists such as Shari Deans, for instance, a woman who used to go around making rubbings of the manhole covers and subway grids on the streets of New York. Mm-hmm. And there's a beautiful drawing in the show, and it reminds you that artists in the 50s were basically going in two directions. A lot of them were exploring everyday objects, making sculptures from junk, literal junk. Mm-hmm. And the other direction was abstract painting. And the show is very schmeary.
What do you mean?
It's schmeary in the sense that it's a lot about the cult of the brushstroke, about abstract painting, about working like de Kooning. And this is all before pop art emerges. So it's really a in-between moment that's very passionate and heated, and everybody's making art with their hands, unlike now, where much of the art looks machine-made.
So who would you say this show is for? Is it for scholars? Is it for history buffs? Is it for just art lovers?
Well, let's see. I ran into Irving Sandler last night. He's 91 years old, and he's sort of the dean of art historians of that period. And he said, "I am weeping for my lost youth. These were the best years of my life." Mm-hmm. So if you live through those years, of course, you will enjoy the show. But I think it's really an essential piece of history for those of us who did not live in Greenwich Village in the 1950s and who need to realize that our sense of art is much broader and fuller and hairier than the one that we see at the Museum of Modern Art.
Okay, we'll check it out. Inventing Downtown, artist-run galleries in New York City, is now on view at NYU's Gray Art Gallery through April 1st. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.